Welcome back to another half hour of music here at Bob's Used Record Shop. I'm Bob Taylor, and I appreciate you tuning in today. I hope you found the first half of our show enjoyable and informative. And we're going to sort of pick up where we left off with some live music. This next couple of songs comes from a long out-of-print record from 1970, a record that I found many years ago called The Bill Haley Scrapbook. And what it is, it's a live recording done at a Greenwich Village nightclub called The Bitter End. And back in 1969, here is Bill Haley and the Comets.
To work many years ago, 1950 and 51, in a little place called the Twin Bar in Gloucester, New Jersey. No, I don't. And at that time, we were doing all these kind of songs, the ones we just did, you know, country and western and what have you. But we used to like rhythm and blues too, and this, I think, was some of the moments that rock and roll really started, because in those days, they didn't allow us to. If we were country and western, you sang country and western, and you didn't dare sing anything else. But we, more as a joke than anything else one night, laughing and kidding about it, we did a rhythm and blues tune that was had been around for a long time. It was called We're Gonna Rock This Joint Tonight. So we took the rhythm and blues tune with the country and western music, and we put it together, and it was our first hit record in the rock and roll field. But it went something like this, anyway.
We're gonna tear down the mailbox, rip up the floor, smash out the window. We'll be right back.
Rock and Roll Pioneer is a very appropriate moniker to give to Bill Haley, and these last two live tunes are great artifacts of his live prowess and what he would have sounded like live in concert back in the 1950s. Rock a Beatin' Boogie and Rock This Joint, these come from a rare live recording released on the Kama Sutra record label back in 1969. Next, I have a music from a group called the Bob Crew Generation. These are from 1967. Thank you. One of the great instrumental hits of 1967, that was Music to Watch Girls By from a gentleman that went by the name of Bob Crew Generation in 1967. And before that was another song from that same album, a song called Miniskirts in Moscow. Didn't sound a whole lot different than Music to Watch Girls By, but Music to Watch Girls By reflected the American version, and Miniskirts in Moscow was written with Russia in mind. So, Bob Crew, he very unique gentleman, prolific songwriter and producer. He had a huge string of hits that included Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, and just about every hit that Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons did. He teamed up with Bob Gaudio to write and produce those songs. He also produced Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, the song Devil with a Blue Dress On. And later on in the 80s, he wrote Lady Marmalade for LaBelle. Actually, that was back in the 70s. I'm going to continue now with music. This is from a album of rarities from the Carpenters and their unique interpretation of a Beatles hit.
He's as blind as he is. loneliness won't leave me alone. 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, waste some time.
Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66, off an original pressing of the 1969 LP Crystal Illusions, and an easy listening take on the Otis Redding classic Dock of the Bay. Before that was Nowhere Man, the Beatles tune, as reinterpreted by the Carpenters. And that was from a CD of outtakes and one-of-a-kind rarity recordings. Songs that never made it to any of their actual albums, but it was an interesting take on the Beatles. And I think at this point, we're going to wrap things up with this edition of Bob's Used Record Shop. I've got one more live cut, this time from a 2004 triple LP set called Boss Gags Greatest Hits Live. Back in 1976, Boss Gags recorded what, in my opinion, was one of the best albums of the era, an album called Silk Degrees that produced a string of top 40 hits, and here in a live setting, recorded at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco, and a song that earned him a Grammy Award. We'll be right back.
cold bath, got to be that cold. This doggy dog, he's just as short as getting old. You gotta have a Jones for this, Jones for that. Running with the Joneses now, just ain't West Side, no. You better get on back around to the sad, sad truth, the day low down, down.
The song is called Low Down, and that was Boz Scaggs from a live album called The Boz Scaggs Greatest Hits Live. And that is going to about wrap up our show today. I want to thank you for listening to Bob's Used Record Shop. If you have comments on the show or would just like to say hi, you can drop me a line at my email address, which is bob.taylor@huntleycommunityradio.org. Have a great day, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.